Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Fabulous Fresh Touch with Mary Tisdale Green, host and author of three books, Forgive As You Go, Growing My Faith Garden, and a remix of the first book, Flush, also known as Mrs. Fabulous. Fabulous because that is who she is. Fresh touch because if you touch her life, that's exactly what you're going to get. She is a motivational encourager who cherishes the gifts God has given. She carries out her divine appointment by God as a customer service agent for Jesus, going about servicing the souls of people she meets, if only for a minute, hour, day, month, year, a lifetime, as she enjoys her journey of purpose. And now, here's your host, Mrs. Fabulous.
Good afternoon, everyone. I want to welcome you once again to Fabulous Fresh Touch Ministry Broadcast. I am your host, Dr. Mary Tisdale Green, also known as Mrs. Fabulous. Fabulous because that's who God said that I am. And I have confidence. Oh, praise God. And what God say, who he say that I am, I have confidence. This is the confidence that I have in him. And I praise God this afternoon that God has blessed me to be here, to come before you, his people, to encourage you. Another Recover All Wednesday. Praise God. And that's what we want to do. We want to recover all, every promise that the Lord has made to us. We want to recover it all. And we can through his word. Praise God. He became his word so that he could help us. He's alive and well in his word. And he know how to help us. He knows exactly what we need, when we need it, and just how much we need. So we thank God today for being here on the broadcast to encourage you. Today our topic is, have mercy, Lord. Have mercy, Lord. We want God to have mercy upon us. We are living in a time where people are dying by the thousands, and we need God's mercy. We need his mercy, his compassion as never before. And so, praise God, we're going to talk about that on this afternoon. And I just thank God. I thank God. Amen, amen, for his many, many blessings. Oh, praise God. Praise God. Good afternoon, caller. Praise God. Thank you.
Praise
for
the Lord. Good afternoon. This is Sister Tyra calling from North Austin.
All right. We thank God and we praise God for you being here with us on today. Our topic today is have mercy, Lord. Have mercy, God. And as I was saying, and I was saying to our audience caller, if ever there was a time that we need God to have mercy, have compassion upon us, it is now. In the midst of this pandemic where thousands and thousands of people are dying every day, we need God's mercy. Oh, praise God. So this is our topic today, and so we want to say or have a word of prayer, and then we will get back to our topic of have mercy, Lord, and keeping in mind that this is recover all, we can recover all through prayer and God having mercy upon us. Carla, would you like to lead us in prayer on this afternoon?
Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for today. We thank you for the new mercies that you've given each and every one of us. We thank you for this time. We thank you for Dr. Green. We thank you for the word, the encouragement, the sharing, and the scriptures and the songs, if any, that will be out to the radio people. God, we are asking you to have mercy all over the land. Have mercy on America. Have mercy on the president and the president coming in. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you. Thank you for that prayer on today. And we know that God's mercy is renewed every day, every morning. Brand new mercy. And so on this Recover All Wednesday, we truly do need God's mercy on today. Have mercy upon us, Lord. And it brought to mind when I was thinking about this, Lord, what would you have me to talk about today? And so my mind automatically went to the 51 Psalms, where, and we know that David is the one that wrote this psalm. Praise God, when he got in trouble himself with Bathsheba. Oh, praise God. And he went to some lengths to cover up what he had done. Praise God. And you know, and it's just like us. A lot of times we do things and we think that don't nobody see us. We're hiding and doing it, so don't nobody see us. Oh, but God, praise God, God sees us when we are right. He sees us when we're wrong. And praise God, so David went to some lengths, not only to have Bathsheba, but he killed his husband, had her husband killed. Praise God. And, you know, and Bathsheba became pregnant, and David thought that he had got away with something. Oh, but God sent Samuel. He sent him to tell him that what he had done, and he gave it to him in a parable. Oh, praise God. So when it was told to David, David said, "Have mercy, oh, God, upon me." He didn't try to hide. He didn't try to excuse it. He knew he was guilty, just like we know we're guilty and when we are guilty. And so we have all of this going on in our land on today. People are dying everywhere. We need to ask God to have mercy upon us, his compassion and kindness toward us. And he do have mercy. God loves his people. He loves us. Praise God. And we want to have God, because he's in control. He's in control of all things. He sees everything that's going on. He sees the people that are leaving here, but only God. They don't have a cure. Man don't have a cure. They're working on trying to get something to bathe it, I guess, or to kind of, you know, bay it down. Oh, but God is the only one that has that cure, has that answer. Praise God. And he know how to help each one of us. So if we would pray, come together and pray. Mercy triumphs over judgment. David wrote these psalms. He knew he had done wrong, but he also knows that God was and is a merciful God. We are living in a time where we really need God to have mercy to heal our land. This pandemic has taken many, many lives, and only God can heal us. What do you think of Sister Tara on today? What do you think about that?
Yeah, mercy. We thank God for mercy. And the scripture came to mind in Psalms 23:6. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. So when you're with God and you're saved, you have a relationship, you have that benefit of mercy, and that's what I think about it.
Amen. We do. We have the benefit of God's mercy. And so we, as a people, as believers, as Christians, oh, so many people are hiding behind that name Christian. And they know God is not about this separation, this division, this hatred, this malice. How can we say that we're Christians? How can we say that we belong to God, that we're God-like, and yet we are doing these things that God will not and does not approve of? So we really need God's mercy. And they used to say, those that know the value of prayer, that it is praying time. It is praying time. So 2 Chronicles, and we know that one very well because, you know, people are always quoting 2 Chronicles 7:14. If my people who are called, and God is talking to us, the people that say that they know him, that are called by his name, ones that say they know God, but yet commit all of these things, hatred. How can you have hatred in your heart when we serve a loving God? God is love. Praise God. How can we do it? But he said, if my people, if these ones that say that they know me, praise God, if we would humble ourselves, but what have we allowed to do? We've allowed pride to build up. We've allowed pride to stand up. Not humbling ourselves. But he said if we would humble ourselves and pray and then seek God's face. Oh, my God. Seek his face. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Seek the Lord. If we would seek him. All of this is going on in our land. God would have mercy upon us. He says, seek his face and then turn from their wicked ways. It is wicked to hate. If you are a hater, you're wicked. And you need to turn from your wicked ways. Oh, my God. Have mercy, Lord. Have mercy, God. And that's what we need to be crying out all over the city, all over the state, all over the country, all over the land, crying out, have mercy. Have mercy, God. I have sinned. I've done wrong. I've been wrong. Have mercy, Lord. Humble ourselves. Oh, and seek God's face and turn from the wickedness. Thank you, Lord, that we do. Then, only then, oh, God, will we hear from heaven. Oh, God, have mercy, Lord. And then he said, and I will forgive their sin and will heal their land. We need a healing. We need a healing. What you say, Sister Tara? We need a healing.
Yes, we do. I remember the old saints, they used to sing this when they were singing during the prayer, Lord, have mercy on me. Have mercy.
Yeah.
And we need to go back to singing the word of God, singing the prophetic things that God gives us, and incorporate with the yes, Lord. Lord, have mercy on America. Lord, have mercy on our children, our teenagers, our grown people, because young people are dying younger every day, and that really bothers me. So I want to say, Lord, have mercy on your people. And he will, because he created us and he loves us.
He loves us. He's never stopped loving us. And he said that he would be with us all unto the end. Praise God. So through the different situations, through this pandemic, God is with us. Oh, but God can heal our lands if we would just go back to prayer. Praise God. You hear a lot of people say old fogey things, but you know what? Prayer is not old fogey. Everybody need to pray. Praise God. And if we come together and pray and ask God to have mercy, have compassion, and just think if everybody was doing that and if everybody would come together and do that, praise God, from an humble heart, God would hear us. He would hear us. He desired to hear us praying and sending up the prayer, sending up the sweet fragrance of prayer so that he might heal our land. Matthew 18, 19, and 20, and it's talking about us touching and agreeing, praise God, together in prayer with others. And so if we come together touching and agreeing on that same thing for God to have mercy upon us. Every day getting up, asking God, have mercy upon your people, God. Have mercy upon the people everywhere, Lord. And God would hear our cry. Together, we're together. And he said, if you ask anything according to his will, and it's in his will, for God to have mercy upon us. He said it right here, that if we, the people that say that they know God, my God, would humble themselves and pray, oh my God, and seek his face, God said, and then turn, stop doing that stuff, stop hating, stop it, out in the streets hating. If we that say that we know God, stop it. Thank you, Lord Jesus, so God can heal our land, so God can heal the people. Oh, praise God. Praise God. God himself is telling us to stop it. Praise God. And that he would heal our land. So let us come together and let us ask God in prayer. Praise God. Prayer changes things. It actually changed things. He said that men ought to always pray and never faint. Prayer changes things. Again, he said, I tell you that if two of you on earth agree about anything you ask for, we can ask God to have mercy upon us, upon the people. Forgive us for what we've done wrong, our sins, whatever it is. Amen. We see death it's just going across our land, taking people everywhere, men, women, boys, girls, children, everybody. This pandemic, this virus, is affecting everybody, not just in the United States, but all over the land. Everywhere you look, and you don't know who's carrying it or who's bringing it in your house. Oh, my God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. So we need to plead God's blood. Plead his blood over our homes, over our children, over our family, that God would have mercy, but turn from the ways that are not pleasing to God. God wants us to please him. Praise God. We want to please God. Do you want to please God, Sister Tara?
Yes, every day, every hour, every minute.
Amen, amen. We want God to be pleased with us. So we want God to have mercy up on us on today. Praise God. We want this Wednesday, which is Recover All Wednesday, we want to recover our health. We want to recover our lives. We want to recover that things will come back to normal in our lives, that we'll be able to do some of the things that we once were doing. But only God can have mercy, have compassion, and he do. Oh, praise God. And if we would go to him together in unity, and ask God to have mercy. I believe. Do you believe, Sister Tara?
Yes, I believe.
I believe that the Lord would heal our land. What do you think today, audience? Do you think if we come together and we pray and ask God and believe, because he says in Mark 11 and 24, whatsoever we desire, that when we pray, believe that we receive it and we can have it. We can have healing for our land. We can have compassion. Oh, praise God. God has compassion upon us. He has mercy for us. Amen. All we have to do is believe the report and ask God. Come together in prayer and ask God for his mercy, for his grace. Praise God, for his compassion upon his people and upon what's going on in our land. As you can see, man is trying. He's trying to bring about a cure. But God is the answer for the world today. He was the answer for the world then, and he's the answer for the world now. Won't we pray? Can we pray? Will we pray that God would have mercy upon us on today, and that he will heal our land. Jesus made this statement to emphasize the power. Oh, God, thank you. The power of prayer together with a prayer partner or a group. Praise God. God just wants us to come together and agree. Praise God. Agree. And just imagine, you know, when they send up balloons and different things and they all doing it at one time and all the balloons go up together. Well, I believe that all of us, if we will pray, praise God, and that all the prayers go up to God, that we bombard heaven, oh God, with prayer, praising him for who he is, knowing that he is in control. Praise God. Then God would have mercy upon us, and he would heal our land. Praise God. Praise God. You have anything that you want to add, Sister Tara? Praise God.
I thank God for what I heard today. And, you know, just like I say, there's sometimes I wake up and I just ask God to have mercy on us, have mercy on the African-American men, the Caucasian men, the Hispanic men, you know, because they're trying to work and feed their families. But have mercy and open doors for them. So mercy is a powerful word to God.
Yes. Mercy is a very powerful word. Praise God. So James 5:13-18, and it says, healing prayer and the effectiveness of the prayer of the righteous. So what he says, effective, the effective prayer, it availeth much. So let us pray for God's mercy. Let us do it from our hearts. not just lip service, but let us do it from our heart. Let us get rid of our wicked ways, the things that we know that are not pleasing to God, and let us come together in prayer and encourage one another. While we yet have today, we don't know what tomorrow is going to bring, but while it's yet called today, let us call upon the Lord that he would have mercy upon us. And let me encourage you today that we come together and humble ourselves and pray that God would hear us and have mercy, compassion on us, and that he would heal our lands. We need a healing. We need a healing. And I think about how they used to say it's revival time. Praise God. It's revival time. Be revived. Be revived. Be revived. And let's come together. Oh, praise God. And praise and magnify our God that he would heal our lands. Oh, praise God. And I just magnify God for you on today. I magnify God for Sister Tara. And I just want you to check out my website at www.fabulousfreshtouch.com. And if you would like to leave a prayer request there, we pray each morning from 7:15 until, and I used to say 7:15 to 7:30, but it's until the Lord say it's enough. You can join us in prayer. Sister Tara joins us in prayer each morning, Monday through Friday. Praise God, and God is answering our prayers. So we invite you to join us at 515-606-5329, and the code is 634-812. And you can join us in prayer and ask God, keep us in your prayers, and ask God to have mercy. Have mercy, Lord. And we appreciate that, and we appreciate God. Amen. Well, until the next time, Sister, oh, praise God. And audience, have a fabulous, fabulous Wednesday. Praising God. Amen. 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 Bye-bye now.